Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. My name is Dan and I'm going to read Psalm 69 today. Psalm 69 has the heading, For the Chief Musician Set to Shoshanim, a Psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying, my throat is dried, mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They hate me without a cause. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would cut me off, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee be ashamed through me, O Lord God of hosts. Let not those that seek thee be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a proverb unto them. They that sit in the gate talk of me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, answer me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Answer me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, turn thou unto me, and hide not thy face from me, from thy servant. For I am in distress, answer me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of mine enemies. Thou knowest my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare, and when they are in peace, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let the fierceness of thine anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate, let none dwell in their tents. For they persecuted him whom thou hast smitten, and they tell of the sorrow of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. But I am a poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please the Lord better than an ox, or a bullock that has horns and hooves. The meek have seen it and are glad. Ye that seek after God, let your heart live. For the Lord hears the needy, and despises not his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, and they shall abide there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. When we follow in the footsteps of our Lord and stand for that which is right, we will suffer hardships at the hand of the enemy. His power is great and his reach is far, both in evil times and by evil people who do his bidding. In this psalm, David laments the troubles he suffers at the hands of his foe. He cries out about their hatred and their plottings. He cries out that they abandon him to reproach, and yet the Lord listens. One great part of this psalm is that the ever-present emphasis made by David that he tries to do that which is right. He bears reproach for God's sake. He has zeal for God's house. He is chastened with sackcloth and fasting, and yet in all these efforts, the enemy still oppresses him rather than letting him and relenting. And so too did they oppress David's descendant, Jesus, mocking him even as he hung on the cross for their behalf. David does not ask for power or might, but to be delivered from their hands. He is in distress and wishes to be ransomed, not for destructive power. He does pray for justice. Indeed, he wishes that their ways will be their snares. But what he speaks at toward the end of the psalm is honest justice, not vengeance. So too must we pray, even as David and Jesus did. We may never be oppressed on the same level as these great kings of faith, yet can we live by faith as they did, as they do today. Let us voice this psalm as a cry for those hurting in the name of the Lord. God will bring blessings. Let's read it again. Save me, O God, for the waters are come up to my soul. I sink in deep mire, and there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying, my throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would cut me off, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee be ashamed through me, O Lord God of hosts. Let not those that seek thee be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. And when I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a proverb unto them. They that sit in the gate talk of me, and I am a song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, answer me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Answer me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, turn thou unto me, and hide not thy face from thy servant. For I am in distress. Answer me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of mine enemies. Thou knowest my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare, and when they are at peace, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let the fierceness of thine anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate, let none dwell in their tents. For they persecuted him whom thou hast smitten, and they tell of the sorrow of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it shall please the Lord better than an ox, or a bullock that has horns and hooves. The meek have seen it and are glad. Yet ye that seek after God, let your heart live. For the Lord hears the needy, and despises not his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, and they shall abide there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. There are so many different ideas going on in this psalm, way more than I can talk about in just a few minutes of this podcast. Please take the time to read it on your own and think about it. Look at the way that David does call for punishments to come on those who are wicked, and think about what it was that they did to warrant such punishments and whether God would agree with David. Look at the many, many connections between this psalm and the life and work of Jesus, and see if you can find messages of prophecy. Indeed, there are several phrases in here that are directly tied to Jesus and what he did. But in closing, I want to point out the simple statement that David makes back in verse 5. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. It's more than this one moment in which he speaks about his own sin. David isn't wanting others to be punished while pretending like he has no troubles. David admits his sin, David knows his wrong, and he puts it forth to God and asks for forgiveness. Time and time again, David doesn't ignore his own needs. We need to be like David. We need to acknowledge and be honest with ourselves and with God by acknowledging our sin. And then we need to reach out to God for forgiveness for our sins, but also salvation from the troubles that are around us. It is only in God that we can have this help. It is only in God that we can have forgiveness. It is only in God that we can be delivered. It is only in God that we can have praise and joy. This is an exciting song, an exciting psalm to think about, and I hope that you'll take the time to read it again on your own. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.